going.
All right. We have a lot to cover tonight. Long Mar Mekomos this week, and with Hashem, we'll get through everything. Simon Reis Samach Beis Lekadosh Shabbos V'Shulchan Aruch Sus Nikiyah. So this simon is a simon about Kavod Shabbos, and the dinim, I believe, could be understood a little bit better by something that Rosh Achter once said over in the yeshiva. He was talking about the difference between Shabbos and Yontif, but really we could understand what Shabbos is all about also, is that the difference between Shabbos and Yontif is in Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and visits us in our house. As opposed to on Yontif, we go to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the base of Migdash. So there is an Indian that on Yontif, therefore, you even have to wear nicer clothes and have even nicer foods and stuff like that on Yontif, because you're going to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the palace. But on Shabbos, he's coming to visit our house. And therefore, also on Shabbos, we have to wear, obviously, special clothes for Shabbos. And even the more so here we see over here is to get your house ready for the presence of both the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachi Asharis that we'll see in a second. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Gemara. Over here in Sifkot and Gimel, Amru Chazal, Shnei Malachi Asharis, Malavim Ol Adam Be'er Shabbos, and Beis HaKnesses Labeiso. Two Malachim, Malava, escort you home from your Beis HaKnesses. Echad Tovi, Echad Ra. A good Malach and a bad Malach. When they come and they see that everything's ready for Shabbos and it looks great, the good Malach gives you a bracha, and the bad Malach is forced to answer amen to the good Malach's bracha. If not, the exact opposite happens. So once again, we want to have our house all ready for the Shabbos Malach. So let's read now Siv Aleph. Yisadir shulchanoim v'yatzi amitos yitatin kol inyanei habayis. One should prepare his table and make his beds, and he should get ready all the inyanei of his house. Kedei sheyimsa'enu aruch musudar b'vol mei beis kenesis. In order that it should be found all set in musudar when he comes home from the beis kenesis. It sounds like the Ikra Kvada, according to the Mechaber, is when the husband comes home for the Beis Knesset at night. That sounds where the Ikra Kvada, that because that's when the Malachi Asharis are coming in. However, Nevensal did tell me that there isn't any, even when Shabbos comes in, to have already the house being done. But it seems like there's a special Akvada, especially when they come home from Shul. The Ramah Ad, V'yu Shulchanah, Aruch Kol Yom HaShabbos. Your table should be set all Shabbos. And that is the minig ein l'shanos. Meaning your house should look l'kavod Shabbos, all Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Beis says that it's also important that the beds in the bedroom should be set and made all when you're ready to get it, go to sleep also. There's a Shari Tshuva over here in Sifkot Beis. I just came about it today, but it's something that people have probably heard about before. Sifkot Beis is Shari Tshuva. It says, "V'ayin machzik bracha shakatav shem tosevet Shabbos shegadol echad machok v'nusach shom aleichem charu seischam l'shalom v'iskim imo." That one of the gadolei achronim erased out of shalom aleichem seischam l'shalom. But before we get to that, those who erase the third paragraph, Barchuni L'Shalom. There's no raise that because that we're not supposed to ask brachas from Malachim. We ask brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from Malachim. We don't dive into Malachim. So I'm going to erase that. Over here, we're talking about the Indian of Tzeischal L'Shalom. He doesn't tell you the reason why they want to erase the Tzeischal L'Shalom. But what's the simple reason? Why do they want to erase the Tzeischal L'Shalom? You don't want the Malachim to leave. Why are you saying Tzeischal L'Shalom? You want the Malachim to stay. Therefore, they're the seventh Shabbos said Hashem wanted God Lecha to erase Seischal L'Shalom out of the Charas. However, he goes on and says Veleisa, but it's not right. That Kavanah should be Eichiyatzu Sheyetsu Yetzetel L'Shalom. Your Kavanah is when they leave, they should have a Seischal L'Shalom. But the Shlosh Shadocha Tami Alav Upotra. Well, if Hashem Yodei Tzetem will go Mer Veomer Mashem, and he doesn't know when the Malachim are going to actually leave, So therefore, he's wishing them now. Whenever you're going to leave, have a tzeisachem l'shalom. And therefore, he's miyashiv the minag to say tzeisachem l'shalom. Baruch Hu l'shalom also, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Elicha Shlomo, I believe it's in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, says that you should be careful that is miyashiv the minag to say Baruch Hu l'shalom, and we're not really diving to the malachim, because all we're doing is asking for them to fulfill their tafkid. Their tafkid is to come to give us a bracha, like we just said in Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Gimel, to give you a bracha when they get into your house. So we're asking them to fulfill their tafkid, they're giving you a bracha. We're not actually davening to the malachim. Well, everyone should do al pi their minag, some of the minag to say those things, some of the minag not to say them, some have a minag not to say it at all. There's also an interesting beer hay tape over here. Sif Kotten Beis Nebir Heitim. It says, V'inashik Yidei Imo B'Lel Shabbos. You should kiss your mother's hand on Lel Shabbos. Kishim V'Rechos Oso. When she gives you a bracha. V'Sodom V'Vor B'Divi Ari. Sif Kotten Beis Nebir Heitim. So it sounds like from the Ari that the Indian is for the mother to bless the children on Friday night. So it seems like there is some sort of minug like this that the mother gives the bracha on Friday night. It could be that that we fill with the mother giving the bracha when she does Hadlakas Neiros, that we'll talk about soon, that's when she gives brachas to her children and she davens for her children at that point. That could be good enough. The minug is normally that the father gives the brachas in most households. And I saw something very interesting when I ate once by Rav Nevensol. Rav Nevensol is machmed to give the brachas to his children. Not only the children who are present, but even the ones who are not there. So I didn't understand what was going on. All of a sudden, Rav Nevensol, after giving the children to all the children who were present and all the grandchildren, he started turning around in a circle, giving more brachas. And I didn't understand what he was doing until someone explained to me that he would face in every direction where one of his children was and give a bracha whatever direction that children was. That's why he was turning around in different areas of the house, facing the way wherever his child happened to live to give a bracha there. Siv Beis. Yishtatel shiyelo begadim noyin l'shabbos. One should try to have nice clothes for Shabbos. V'mi'yef sharlo l'fachas yishal shel. And if he can't, doesn't have a special pair of clothes for Shabbos, he only has one pair of clothes. So l'vachod, he should let those clothes down. It used to be the minag that they used to roll up their clothes during the week. So there should be some type of knit hecker that Shabbos was a little bit different. So they should let down their clothes. Yishal shel begadim, they should wear them longer on Shabbos. It's interesting, this is where the minhag comes from, that are some who are annoying to wear the long coats on Shabbos. Shabbos the other, this is where it comes. But you see over here, really the mekor is for poor people who didn't have other clothes, they were Yishal Shal Begadav. But someone who has big day Shabbos, someone who has nice clothes for Shabbos, there is really no reason why he has to wear long clothes on Shabbos. So, the follows Yishal Shal Begadav Lamata Derech Kavod to make them a little bit longer. How long should you wear these clothes? So Mishnah Berurah Sikon Ches, which is really in Halacha Gimel, he says you should wear them until Motzei Shabbos Acher Avdallah. Sounds like the Mishnah Berurah. After Avdallah, you could go back into your big day chol. However, the Kaf HaChaim brings down that really the Iker HaKpada is until you eat Sudas Malav Malka. Then you should be still in your Shabbos clothes until Sudas Malav Malka. And this is Ashmir Shabbos Kilchos HaPaskins. He brings down the Kaf HaChaim. He Paskins this way in Perek Membeis Halacha Nunhei. Shmir Shabbos Kilchos HaPaskins. That one should wear Shabbos clothes until Lepachot he eats Sudas Malav Malka. From the Mechaber over here, it sounds like the Ikra HaKpada for Begadim Nayin to wear nice clothes, as long as they're shame nice. If they're nice clothes, that's good enough for Shabbos. He doesn't say that you have to have different clothes. You have to have different clothes if you don't have nice clothes. You should make a Yishal Shal Begadim. But if you did not, it sounds like the Ikra HaKpada is just to have nice clothes. However, the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Hay, he says, V'tov Shol Yilbash B'Shabbos Mikol Mashalavash B'chol. Over here we see in the Mishnah Berurah already that it's not good enough just to have nice clothes, but you should have different clothes. You should have different clothes that are set aside for Shabbos. So far all we see right now in the Mishnah Berurah, you have to have nice, different clothes. But let's say you have a businessman who wears nice clothes all day, all week long. You know, he wears a suit all week long. So is it good enough for him just to have now a separate suit that he wears on Shabbos? He wears a black suit during the week when he goes to work, and he has a different black suit for Shabbos. So If you look, if people were watching what he was doing, they wouldn't be able to tell any difference between the suit he wears on Shabbos and the suit he wears on Chol. But really, according to Mishnah Berurah, he's really fulfilling this din because, number one, it's nice, and number two, it's different. He has something different for Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yashiv, that you should have something that's recognizable to everyone, that this is something that you should have something nicer for Shabbos. So even if you wear a suit, you're not going to wear a nice suit during the week at your business, nevertheless, you should have a nicer suit, something extra nice for Shabbos. So you should have begotten that are even nicer for Shabbos. And Mr. Borosik got involved, which is a very good Musar. He says like this, Noin kfil chalto, you don't have to go overboard and buy things that you can't afford. However, v'filim u'b'derech levadu v'bayis einam yehudim. Even if you're in the house by yourself, or you're in a goy's house, gam kein yilbash big day Shabbos, you should still wear big day Shabbos. Ki ein amobushin lechavod aroyim kiim lechavod Shabbos. Because you're not wearing your clothes the covet of the people who are watching you, you're wearing it for the covet of Shabbos, and Shabbos exists wherever you may be. Therefore, wherever you are, even in your dormitory, it doesn't mean you have to go to sleep in your Shabbos clothes, but if you're walking around, you should be wearing Shabbos clothes, you should be wearing your nice clothes wherever you may be. Something important right now? Yeah.
Well, like, the difference between black suits, isn't that completely just against what Mr. Shura just said?
No.
That really, it's not for other people, just for yourself, and therefore, a different black suit, even though, like, that's better, even though they don't look any different.
No, if it's better, it's fine. So you are Mekanid. It doesn't matter what other people say.
That has to be some type of,
No, it should be something that they're recognizable in something that is nice, something it is a nicer suit. If it's a nicer suit, then it's fine. That's what Rabbi Yashiv is saying. Rabbi Yashiv is saying it's got to be. Okay, we got to. We'll find out. I'll discuss it later. Anyone wants to discuss it later, I'll discuss it later with them. Okay. Okay. Well, which begadim do you have to be makbid on? So mikra din, it's mashu that only things that are really on the outside, your suit, your pants, maybe a shirt. But from the Yerushalmi and Alpi Kabbalah that Rav Nevensal brings down over here in Dibur Maschil Mikol, it says that really one should even have special Shabbat shoes. Even Shabbat shoes should be special. And this is also the way the Gra was knowing in Ma'aserav Simin Kuf Mem Hey, brings down that the Gra was machli. If he changed everything from the head to his toe, everything was special for Shabbos. I don't think undershirt and underwear are included. I don't think that's what it means. I don't know for sure, but I don't think that means. And in terms of a towel, so Mishnah Berurah brings down Sivkot and Hay. Said Tov Shelo Yubash B'Shabbos Mikol Machshavah B'Chol. He says V'im Efsher Lo Tov Shiyah Lo Gam Talis Acher L'Shabbos. If it's possible, you should have a separate talis for Shabbos. And this is a famous Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach. Rav Nevensal brings it down. Bekitzer over here, who's Mesubak Medaver, which talis should be really, it should be the nicer ones, the one for Shabbos or the one for Chol. So you might think of, for sure, the one for Shabbos, it's covered Shabbos. But if you think about it logically for a second, this is where Shlomo Zalman comes in, he says that really the one for Chol should be the nicer one. Why? Because you have a din and talis. No, is a din and talis. Talis, you have to have a nice talis. Therefore, that's a din 6 days. Would you rather fill the better hitter 6 days a week of talis na, or 1 day a week on Shabbos? So therefore, he says, really, mitznaver, you should really have the nicer talis for 6 days a week. However, the minhag is not like that. The minhag is to have the nicer talis for Shabbos. And he says, Rav Nevensal brings it down over here also, and Rosh Hashanah explains that probably the reason for the minhag is that, yes, number one, it is also for covered Shabbos, but also, if you have the nicer talis for the weekday, if you're wearing it 6 days a week versus 1 day a week, it's going to become the less nicer talis much quicker. It's going to become less nicer much quicker because you're wearing it 6 days out of the week. And therefore, just to have the nicer talis for Shabbos, and that seems to be the minhag to go like that. Also might be an Indian to have talis cotton. Why not? Could be. Could be that since it's under your garments and it's not as important as talis kadol. I'm not sure. I didn't see anything on it. Okay, there's a Dian over here. I don't want to get into too much of the beer. If you look at the beer locha, Dibur Maschil Begadi Noyin, and Rav Nevensal Dibur Maschil Uchmi, that there might be a problem wearing black on Shabbos. Minhag is definitely that people do wear black suits on Shabbos. Not for now. Okay, Siv Gimel. Yilbash Begadi Hanoyim, Biyismach Bevias Shabbos, Ki Yotze Likras Melach, Yotze Likras Chosin Mekal. You should wear your nice clothes and you should be happy with the coming of Shabbos, just like one goes out to greet the Melech, or like a chassan greeting his kala. Rav Neventzal explains over here, what does this mean? Diramasel Kiyotze, the third line, and he says, Kolomer, kavod ke melech, you should be treating Shabbos kavod like if you do for a melech, v'simcha ke bekala, and going out to greet it with simcha, like when you go out to greet a kala. Where's the makor from this? So we're quoting over here from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Rabbi Chanina Ma'atev, it's also a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Rabbi Chanina Ma'atev, v'koy v'pani d'mali Shabbos. The Rabbi Chanina used to wrap himself up. So very interesting. Guys asked me this week, what does it mean, Ma'atev? So Ma'atev sometimes means, Mitatev is like we say on the bracha on the talus, you wrap yourself in the talus. So I said it could be me talking about a talus, he was actually wrapping himself in a talus. And I said it could mean that just means he wrapped himself in nice clothes. So I looked at it, it's actually like Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi holds that it's talking about he wrapped himself in nice clothes over there in Shabbos, he says before. And the Rambam, I think it's in, I don't know exactly, it's in Hilchos Shabbos, maybe Perek Lamed, says that he wrapped himself in a talus. He said he wrapped himself in a talus. He wrapped himself and went out on Erev Shabbos. And he went, let's go out to greet the Shabbos Malchasa. Rabbi Yani Omer, Boi Chalo, Boi Chalo. Rabbi Yani said, greet the Shabbos Malcha twice. Why does he say twice? What's Boi Chalo, Boi Chalo, which is our Nusach for Ashkenazim and Lichadodi? Why does he say it twice? So the Marshal and Baba Kama explains, the Marshal and Boi Chalo, Boi Chalo is Boi Chala, like the first time you greet the Kala is by the Chuppah when you take her from the father's Rishus to the Chuppah. And the second time is Boi Chala from the Chuppah to the Chassan's house, to his house. So I was thinking it's very similar to like Friday night davening is like the Boi Chala of representing like the Chuppah of Hassan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second Boi Chala is when we bring back the Kala, Shabbos Malchus back with us to our house Friday night with us. That's the reason why we have the double Ush and Boi Chala, Boi Chala. And Ramah says over here, Yal Bishatzom Big Day Shabbos. One should wear Big Day Shabbos Miyad Acha Sharach Atzom. Right after he takes a shower for Shabbos, that's when he should put on his clothes for Shabbos. Vizel Kavod Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos to get dressed in your Shabbos clothes immediately after taking your shower. However, if one is still Osek in the Tzarchim of Shabbos and he's afraid his Shabbos suit is going to get wrinkled or dirty if he puts it on right after he takes a shower, he has to take a shower earlier. Let's say he exercised Friday morning, wants that he needs a shower right now, so he showers then. He doesn't want to be wearing his Shabbos clothes for so long. Then Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos brings down in Perek Mem Beis Ha'ara Reish Hei that it is mutter to wait to put on your Shabbos clothes later on. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Ches just points out B'Shem the Zohar, Sifkon Tes. B'Zohar Mekubalim at the end of Sifkon Tes. B'Zohar Mekubalim Hiziru Ma'od Shlo Yashum Machlokas V'Shabbos. One should have to be very careful not to have any Machlokas V'Shabbos Chas V'Shalom Ubefrat Bein Ish Leisho, especially between husband and wife. One should be very careful not to have any Machlokas on Shabbos. So later on, it does say. And Sikon Yud Alf, which people are a little confused by, is that if your wife is late with Havlakas Neros, she's only getting on the shower, it's 5 minutes left till Shabbos, then the husband should just go ahead and light candles without his wife, and tell his wife that it's better for her not to be Mechal Shabbos, and that's why he lit the candles, and not to worry that his wife's going to get upset with him in that case. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Sikon Yud. So this is also the makor what we do in Lichadodi is that we turn around for when we say the last paragraph. It says Va'anu Noagim Shemahapchim Pneim Latzan Marav Kishorim Bovi B'Shalom. When we say the last paragraph Bovi B'Shalom, we turn to the Marav. Okay, so you see over here the makor of the din is turned dafka to the west. Why don't you be turning to the west? Why the west? Why the west? So Rav Neventzal told me the reason why he heard it first. He said he think he quoted his father. He said the reason why you do it in the west is because the sun sets in the west. And therefore we assume that the Shabbos Malchus is coming from the west, from where the sun is setting. And therefore, that's why we're turning around to greet the Shabbos Malchus in the west. And therefore, some shuls have a big toast. Some shuls, unfortunately, first of all, they have the Aron Kodesh on the wrong side, they don't have the Mizrach. And then that's one toast. And the second toast is when they don't have the Mizrach, they still turn around and face face their backs to the Aron Kodesh when they say Bo Yishalom. And therefore they're not facing the west. and if not facing the west, it's not a din turning around, have your back to the Aron. It's a din facing the west. So only if the Aron Kodesh is facing Mizrach, then you want to turn with your back to the Aron facing the west. But if not, you're supposed to be turning to the west. And therefore, I don't want to read the Nevinzal inside. It's a little bit long. But if you look in Nevinzal over here, Dibur Masel, Shema Hapchi, he says, really, one should not be turning around in this case. However, because of the problem of Lotis Godudu. Lotis Godudu, you're not supposed to be doing different things than the Tzibor. So even if the Tzibor is making a mistake in turning around at that time and facing whatever direction, north, south, whatever direction they're facing when they turn their backs, the person should turn around with them. However, don't say Bo'i B'Shalom at that time. Either say, go ahead and say Bo'i B'Shalom before the Tzibor, or say Bo'i B'Shalom afterwards. Obviously not allowed, or else you'll be overtold to go to do again. Do it to yourself. But you should turn around with the Tzibor. But really, that's a mistake. And if someone has an ability to change the Minhag, then that's really... It's a false Minhag, just because most times Aron Kodesh happens to be in the east, so you're supposed to face the west. Therefore, people assume that all the time they're supposed to face the west. But if it's not true, if it's not facing the west. That which I said, that one should not let his wife be ma'acher in lighting candles, and not to get into chas v'shalom, a possibility of pasul chilul Shabbos. However, Rav Nevinzal does point out in Dibur Masel v'lo, he says, "Ach lo yitkotek bishvil hadlakah b'zman k'nisas Shabbos shebeluach." One should not, though, fight with his wife and pressure his wife that she has to write dafka the second when the luach says it's time for hadlakas neros. Like in Yerushalayim, it's 40 minutes before shkia. That's a lot of times. Therefore, for sure, not to chas v'shalom get into any fight of her lighting hadlakas neros 40 minutes beforehand. And people should know that unfortunately, this a lot of families, a lot of lachats right before Shabbos, a lot of things to do, and it's a lot of pressure. And unfortunately, sometimes husbands do get upset with their wives when they're not lighting candles on time. But really, they're losing the whole point. Hadlakas Neros is, we see this, the next siman we'll see, is for what? One of it is Shalom Bayis. For Shalom Bayis. So they're adopting, creating an anti-Shalom Bayis if they're going to fight with their wives over a couple of minutes of not lighting in the right time. They're sort of missing the whole point of the whole din. Okay, that is siman Reish Samach Bayis. In a nutshell... Well, we'll take a 2-minute break here. And we'll do Reish Samach from left. We'll have longer. 2 minutes. Mamish 2 minutes, guys. There's a lot. Reish Samach, we'll give them.
We have Mamish 2 minutes.
Mamish.
It's never like, let's take a little break.
Yeah.
It's never like. Yeah.